Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Because of God's love in your life, you can welcome the years with arms wide open and love life with the kind of passion that comes straight from Him. He will make known to you the path of life. That's in Psalm 16, verse 11. For in Him, in His presence is fullness of joy. When you follow after God, you're going to love life. And I love that fact that as we get older, we're going to love Him just more and more. Ah, isn't that wonderful? You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And that's from Acts 17, verse 28. In Him you live and move and have your being. A wonderful portion of Acts. Meeting is this next Saturday, June the 12th. Breakfast is at 8:30. No more mandates. Remember last year, June of last year, we had to have five at the breakfast table. And there was a time that they didn't even have the restaurant open. But in May and June of last year, I had a meeting at 8:30 and then a meeting again at 10:30. Oh, that was amazing, amazing time. But we always met. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Our meeting this Saturday on June the 12th, we'll start with breakfast at 8:30. We're not going to have lunch right after the meeting. I am going to Colorado Springs. There is the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner that afternoon, and then the wedding of Brandon and Rebecca. Rebecca's my daughter, a granddaughter. So I hope that you understand. If you would like to eat, and all of us do, come for breakfast. It's not too early. It really isn't. We have just a wonderful time. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. It's a wonderful time to be together. So important that you have fellowship with like-minded believers. And the fellowship at our meetings is just well worth your time. So again, that number is 1-866-917-7256. Then next month, we will have again lunch, and usually we'll probably have it on the patio, which I love to do in the summertime. Thank you for praying for President Trump. Things are broiling. Ooh, things are happening. So just thank God that He is in the mix. He is the one that's going to overcome all of this. Praise Him. Give Him all thanks and glory. That's the thing that you need to do. Give God all the thanks and glory. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Say that with me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of thy hands. It's that scripture goes right along, as I said yesterday, with Philippians 2:13. It is God who is at work in you, both to work and to will for His good pleasure. And you know that God's good pleasure is the best for you. It's the very best for you. My confession by Rick Renner: I confess that I'm surrendered and yielded to the Lord. Oh, I confess that I'm surrendered and yielded to the Lord. Every part of my life is becoming more yielded to Him every day. As Holy Spirit shows me areas that I need to release to Him, I do it quickly and without delay. I guess after you slam your head against the wall so many times, you begin to do things more quickly. And all these years I've lived on this earth, I have slammed my head against the wall many times. And it hurts. So I have learned that when He speaks, I do it. Because I have given my life to Him, He is filling me with more and more of Himself. Oh, more of You, Lord Jesus, more of You. He hears me when I pray. He accepts my thanksgiving, and he fulfills the needs that I present to him today, including my daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. You'll find that in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Yesterday, I ended the broadcast with a triumphant verse, "Through our God we shall do valiantly, and let God arise, his enemies be scattered." Now, today I'm going to read Psalm 68, continuous Psalm 68, and these are the last Psalms of King David. He dies, and then we go to 1 Kings 1 and 2, where King Solomon is anointed and crowned king, and then we're going to go into the Proverbs, which is a wonderful book of daily affirmations that you can say and you can learn by, especially you guys. If you're heads of the family or your grandfathers or fathers, you need to read a proverb a day. Yes. And go back after you've read 31 days, go back again to Proverbs 1. That needs to be a habit for you every day because it's so good. Such gems, wonderful wisdom. So it's important that as we read these scriptures, like through our God we shall do valiantly, like King David said, it's so important that you do the fighting God's way and not by your own efforts. Or you know what? You'll get smoked. You really will. It's God who's doing the fighting on your behalf. You stay calm in the midst of the battle. I know that's so challenging. That's very hard. With your armor on, the helmet of salvation, and being battle ready with the truth, not what the politicians or even the blogs or Fox News says, but the truth of God, the shoes of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know how now you're going to find out what I do. When I read an email, and I get many emails, when I read an email and there's no scripture, you know what I do? I delete. I delete because without the word of God, it's nothing. It's void. It's empty. And so God is looking for someone who will give him the word. Have you ever heard in a movie or story when the army is getting ready for the confrontation that the head of the outfit says, "Don't fire until I give you the word"? Well, Jesus is your head, and he's waiting for the word from you and saying to you, "Don't move until you give me the word." Here's Psalm 68, verse 11, where God declares victory through his word. Psalm 68, verse 11, God Almighty declares the word of the gospel with power, and the warring women of Zion deliver its message. Yes, women were warring in those days. Remember Deborah in Judges? We women have the ability to be able to discern. We can multitask. And so God has the women of Zion delivering a message. And the message, how do they war? They deliver the message of victory. They deliver a profound, positive ending to what is going on. The worst thing you can do is listen over and over again to all the junk that's going on, what Dr. Fauci has done, what Vice President Harris has done. Don't listen to that stuff. It just gets you down. And what can you do anyway? We got to give it over to God. We really do. So these women of Zion that are fighting that wonderful battle with the word of God, they deliver the message of victory to all those who love the Lord. Verse 12 of Psalm 68 says, "The conquering legions have themselves been conquered. Look at them flee. Now Zion's women are left to gather the spoils of war. When you sleep," now this is a very interesting and hard to understand, but I went to all of the translations. Yep, I went through all the translations. "And when you sleep between sharpened stakes, I see you sparkling like silver and glistening like gold, covered by the beautiful wings of a dove." Whoa, what does that mean? Well, the connotation here is it refers to being guarded in the sheepfold at night between sharpened stakes. You are in a protected, usually with stones, like a fence, like a wall, and you are protected by it. And then at the gate sits the shepherd, or the shepherd sleeps at the gate with his dog, okay? So you're sleeping between these sharpened stakes. These are protection for you, absolute protection for you. "I see you sparkling like silver and glistening like gold." You are a beautiful, beautiful person, protected by God as the wings of a dove. It's just a wonderful metaphor, and the enemy cannot touch you. Here it is in the Amplified, Psalm 68, verse 13. When you lie down to rest among the sheepfolds, you, Israel, and also God's people, are like the wings of a dove of victory overlaid with silver, its feathers glistening with gold trophies taken from the enemy. Isn't that great? Go to your Amplified and look up Psalm 68, verse 13. Oh, that's just beautiful. It truly is. How did King David know this? He was given the inspiration by Holy Spirit. He truly was. He was open to anything Holy Spirit had for him. Verse 14 of Psalm 68 says, when the Almighty found a king for himself, it became white as snow in his shade. Though your sin, it reminds me of this verse from Isaiah 1, verse 18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. See, God found a man, a son, who was willing to go to earth to bring forgiveness to a lost world. The Almighty found a king for himself, and I capitalize that king. That's Jesus. Found a king for himself when Jesus volunteered to complete the freedom plan that God had. I hope you're there. I hope you're ready and willing and able to complete God's plan for you. I really do. To love life and complete that plan, that calling that he has. Oh, huge, magnificent mountains, you are the mighty kingdom of God. God is rejoicing over his plan to free this world from Satan's ownership. And it will all take place looking with joy over Jerusalem. Yep, Jerusalem is the epicenter. It truly is of the whole world. All the other peaks, though impressive and imposing, look with envy on you, Mount Zion. For Zion is the mountain where God has chosen to live forever. Do you think he's going to have defilement in Jerusalem? No way is he going to allow defilement. Or any other religion who worships another god, he will not allow that. So for Zion is the mountain where God has chosen to live forever. Verse 17 of Psalm 68 says, look, the mighty chariots of God, 10,000s upon 10,000s, more than anyone could ever number. God is at the front, leading them all from Mount Sinai into his sanctuary with the radiance of holiness upon him. He ascends into the heavenly heights, taking his many captured ones with him. Do you know what? He's captured you from the enemy. Yes, he has. You were living in the kingdom of darkness, and God came and snatched you out of hell. He captured you from the enemy, leading them in triumphal procession, and gifts were given to men. There's going to be a celebration, friend. I hope you're joining in, even the once rebellious, so that they may dwell with Yah. And Yah is just an important part, first part of Yahweh. And many times you find this in the original Hebrew, capital Y-A-H, Yah. What a glorious God he is. He gives us salvation over and over. And I think of that wonderful scripture, his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Then he daily carries our burdens. And then we pause in his presence. That's Selah. If you have Selah in your translation, it means to pause in his presence. Our God is a mighty God who saves us over and over. For the Lord Yahweh rescues us from the ways of death many times. But he will crush every enemy, shattering their strength. Who's doing the crushing? God's doing the crushing. He will make heads roll. I love that in the Passion. He will make heads roll, for they refuse to repent of their stubborn, sinful ways. I hear the Lord God saying to all the enemies of his people, you'd better come out of your hiding places, out of your private places, out of your basement, Mr. Biden. All of you are doing your best to stay far away from me. Don't you know there's no place to hide? For my people will be the conquerors. They will soon have you under their feet. Love that 13th or the 23rd verse of Psalm 68, because it reminds me of Romans 16, verse 20. See, when you get to begin to know the Word of God, you can put together scriptures from the Old Testament with the New Covenant scriptures. And in Romans 16, 20, it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, under your feet. Verse 24 of Psalm 68 says, "Oh God, my King, your triumphal procession keep moving onward in holiness. You're moving onward toward the holy place. Leaders in front, then musicians with young maidens in between striking their tambourines. There's going to be music." And they sing, "Let all God's princely people rejoice. Let all the congregations bring their blessing to God, saying, 'The Lord of the fountain, the Lord of the fountain of life, the Lord of the fountain of Israel.'" Now, when King David wrote this, he was much older. He had gone through so much, had many enemies. And then he asked his son Solomon to take care of Adonijah and Shimei and some of these enemies of his after he died. He had so much opposition, and yet he built up himself and strengthened himself with these words of praise. Verse 27 of Psalm 68 says, "Astonishingly, it's the favored youth leading the way." And today we see an upsurge, a revival of young people coming together to worship God. It's such a blessing for me to see that. "So the young will be leading the way, princes of praise in their royal robes, and exalted princes are among them, along with princes who have wrestled with God." And this is a reference of Jacob wrestling with God, and God gave him a new name of Israel. "Display your strength, God, and will be strong." This is a command. Display your strength, God, and we will be strong. We are not going to be shrinking back. We are not going to be timid. We're not going to be anything but strong. A command from God: be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. "For your miracles have made us who are. Lord, do it again and parade from your temple your mighty power. By your command, even kings will bring gifts to you. God, rebuke the beast life that hides within us." That's the flesh that David is talking about, the beast life that hides within us. That's really a good description. The one who is outer directed, that doesn't want to really hear from God, doesn't want to take direction from God. "Rebuke those who claim to be strong ones." Now, when I hear strong ones, this is a prideful definition. And pride is involved in those people that think they're so strong, they don't need a God. "Who lurk within the congregation and abuse the people out of their love for money." Don't allow the desire to be rich. Don't allow that to take over your life. The love of money delivers you right into the enemy camp. It truly does, because it is the love of money that is truly a root of all evil. There are some people that will come to you and they will talk money, 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 money. Don't listen to them, because God has a better plan for you. God scatters the people who are spoiling for a fight. And it's important to know that we are making music to the Lord here on earth, and we're going to be making music to him. Make music for the one who strides the ancient skies. Listen to his thunderous voice of might split open the heavens. Give it up for God, for he alone has all the strength and power. Proclaim his majesty, for his glory shines down on Israel. His mighty strength soars on the clouds of glory. Wow, David is really exclaiming with great emphasis the praises of God here. "God, we are consumed with awe, trembling before you as your glory streams from your holy place. The God of power shares his mighty strength with Israel and with all his people. God, we give you highest praise." We give our highest praise to you, Lord. Can you say that? Can you write down and speak words of praise to that extent? There are 35 verses in Psalm 68. And David is praising God the entire time. I'm afraid that some of you will get an F in praise and worship. I really do, because you have not found the time to get alone with him and begin to thank him for who he is, a God of great power and glory. I pray that you will learn from some of these psalms how wonderful it is, and God delights in your praises. He lives in your praises. If you take credit for being where you are and having the bank account that you all have, or the house that is paid for, and you take all the credit, it's really important that you realize the consequences of that kind of pride is a downturn and you're going to find yourself in a hard place. I pray that you will not just be a spectator of God's glory, but you will participate in the worship of God Almighty. As you listen to Terry, may you learn what true worship is all about, for your God deserves the worship. Here's Terry.
Altogether lovely.
Praise God. I hope the Lord is the lover of your soul. If you felt kind of uncomfortable with the playing and the praising of the Lord, then you need to learn. You need to learn how to worship. Because I believe one of the greatest gifts that God has given us through Terry is that you're learning how to worship God. He loves that. I pray that you will not just be a spectator of God's glory, but you will participate in the worship of God Almighty. Oh, it's been such a blessing for me to learn how to worship Him, especially as I'm single now and I have a lot of time just to lift my hands and worship Him. Let all the nations of the earth sing songs of praise to Almighty God. We're going to see that day come. I want you to know that Kimberly is on the road. She will probably be at Dana's tomorrow, so she will not be on the air, but I pray that she will be there on Thursday. So tomorrow we're going to talk about four arenas of our warfare in the new covenant. It's going to be good. So I want you to join me tomorrow. Remember the meeting. It's on Saturday. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. God bless you. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.